Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hey, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. How you all doing today? On to this episode, it's going to be quite an interesting one. And we're going to be answering the question, what the hell? Literally, okay? Hell is a controversial subject. It's controversial. People don't like to talk about it. Some people do not believe that it exists. Some people ask questions, why would a good God create hell? And people have different interpretations of what it means or what it is to go to hell, or what the concept of hell literally means. Some people believe that we are already living in hell as we live in this world. But that belief or that theory contradicts scripture as we know it. So on today's episode, I want to really just give us an overview. And this is based off of a personal conversation with God that I had and a revelation that the Lord showed me or spoke to me about. I literally went to God and I said, God, if you're so good, why would you create hell for your people to go to? And as I pondered about on that question, pressing in and, you know, asking the Lord for an answer, the Lord is so gracious and so kind. If we seek, we will indeed find. If we knock, the door will be open, as Jesus says. And the more I pressed in, the more the Lord gave me the understanding of the concept of hell and why Jesus had to die, why he had to give up his only son for us. Now, we see in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, where Jesus is literally speaking, and he says, then he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. This here in Matthew 25:41 gives us a clue, not just a clue, it literally spells it out. The reason why hell was created, the eternal fire, was created, right? However, hell and a place called Hades or Sheol are often used interchangeably, right? There is a difference, because it tells us here that Hades or Sheol is a place in the realm of the spirits, where spirits go when they leave the physical body. When the physical body is dead, that is where spirits go, because we all know by now that spirits do not die, right? Our spirits are going to live forever. Either they're going to be with the Lord in heaven, or for those who have submitted themselves to the lordship of Satan are going to be with Satan for eternity. So it's either we choose, we have the power to choose if we're going to spend time with our Lord Jesus Christ for eternity by following his precepts, his teachings, loving him as he has loved us and doing his will. Or we submit our lordship to the devil by doing his will, following his deception, rebellion, and basically spending eternity with the devil. God has given us this powerful thing called the human will. Your choice. You get to choose. Now, based off of this understanding, I went to the Lord in prayer and I said, God, why would you, a good God, because God is good. God is so good. There is no evil in him. The Bible tells us that the Lord is without any variableness. And I said, why would you, God, create hell? What was that about? And here's what the Lord told me. He says, my goal for my children was never to go to hell. Hell was not created for human beings. hell was created, exactly what Jesus told us in Matthew 25, 41. Hell is a place prepared. The lake of fire, let's be very clear, is prepared for the devil and his angels. It was never God's intention for man to go there. However, when we die in sin, there is no repentance in the grave. Therefore, when we die in sin, the sinful spirit is in the nature of Satan by default. The sinful spirit is in the nature of Satan. And without a cleansing the blood, we are all sinners. It is only the blood of Jesus that sanctifies us, that washes us clean of our sins. And that is why God had to sacrifice his only begotten Son, Jesus, that we may be cleansed of our sins, that we may be justified of our sins, right? So it is only the blood of Jesus. And therefore, for all of us who accept Jesus as Lord, we come under a new covenant of grace. So that when the Lord sees us, he doesn't really see us and our sins. He sees Jesus. Now, does that mean we should go ahead in sin even after we come under the covenant of the blood of Jesus? No. Because if you love someone, you will not intentionally want to hurt the person. In the same way, when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there's a love that comes upon you like never before. And when you love God and love Jesus, you would not want to sin against God. And that is where the powerful grace of God comes upon you to guide you, to help us so that we do not sin against the Lord. So as I was talking to the Lord, I said, and the Lord, the Holy Spirit was helping me here, telling me, because the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit searches the heart of the Father and tells us what's there, guiding us into all truth. And the Holy Spirit said, there is no repentance in the grave. Hence, the sinful spirit in the nature of Satan, hell becomes the default place for that spirit, because the spirit of rebellion or sin is the exact nature of Satan. And if hellfire or eternal fire was prepared for the devil and his angels, it only makes sense that a spirit that is submitted to the lordship of Satan will go there with him. Now, the Lord does not want us to go to hell. The main reason why, and this was the part that blew my mind, the main reason why the Lord had to give up Jesus for us and not allow us go to hell was this. The Lord said to me that day, I don't want you to go to hell, not because of your sin. Yes, your sin will lead you there, but because we all, every human being, carries the DNA of God. The Bible tells us that we were all created in his image and his likeness, male and female. He created them. Now, when we go to hell, a place that was never prepared for humans, we carry the DNA of God to hell. And that is why it is so important to God that we do not go there, by accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And then the Holy Spirit went on to tell me that hell would not be unbearable because of our sin. Yes, our sin leads us there. But the reason why hell would be unbearable is because we carry the DNA of God. And God gave me the image of the prodigal son. Remember the story of the prodigal son? We should all know that story, where he said to his father, give me everything that you are going to give me. I want to leave now. Give me my inheritance now before you die. And he took that and went to a far country and squandered the whole thing. And we'll see from that story that he started eating with the pigs, with the swine. Now, when we look at the picture of the prodigal son in the pig style with the pigs, yes, his rebellion, his sin, led him out of his father's house to that life. It was a sin that got him to that place where he was with the pigs. But why was the pig style? Why was he not comfortable the way the pigs were comfortable there? The reason was not because of his pride, was not because of his rebellion. The reason why the prodigal son could not be comfortable, why that place was so tormenting for him, was because his DNA is not the same as a pig. A pig can roll in the swine, in the slop rather, in the slop, they can roll in dirt and feel okay. But as a human being, when you attempt to do the same thing, eat the slop that a pig eats, I can't even comprehend as a human being. And that was the vision that the Lord gave me, that it was unbearable because his DNA was not the same as the pig. The pig did not have the same genetic makeup as this prodigal son. And that was why he looked at himself and said, it is better for me to go back to my father's house and be a servant. Even the servants in my father's house are better than this. And he came to himself, the Bible tells us. And the beautiful part of this story, as he walked back, the moment he made a decision to go back home, his father met him halfway. That is the goodness of God. That is the kindness of God. That is the love of God. All he wants us to do is to decide to say, Jesus, you're my Lord and Savior. You alone will I serve. He will meet us halfway. It doesn't matter what your life has been up until now. I want you to know that Jesus and the Lord, our Father, is the master of time. He created time. He can go back. I'm going to talk about this, the mystery of time, in another episode, just to let you understand that it doesn't matter how sinful your past has been. The moment Jesus steps in, he redeems, he justifies, he sanctifies, and he purifies. And when you ask the question, what the hell? I want you to know that hell was not designed for you. However, our actions can lead us straight to hell if we do not come under the covenant of the blood. Ooh, this is quite a sobering episode today, but I want us to think. It's a food for thought. And because it is on top of this revelation that we can build our life, our destinies, our business, whatever it is we want to do, so that we are successful in what the Lord has called us to do. And until the next episode, I want you to keep on shining and stay close to Jesus. God bless you. Okay, family, let's face it. We've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a part to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOWOLABI. It's VICTOWOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well at VICTOWOLABI. OWOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Academy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.